Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And right now, I just want to talk a little bit about what we were talking about yesterday, about communicating with pictures and how they relate to our lives. And it's very interesting how a person can connect with a picture or an archetype and communicate through telepathy to communicate with these pictures, and how that can manifest into our reality, our perception. And so anyways, it's interesting how they can communicate with them. For all the people that would like to connect with your spirit guides or do some channeling tonight, I'm open to do that. So feel free to call in anytime, and we're going to go ahead and play some music and wait for some callers and see if we get some callers tonight. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start playing some music, see if we get some callers. We got one caller that called in. Excuse me. We're going to go ahead and take the first caller from the 917 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How can I help you tonight?
I have a question regarding a friend of mine. And I think maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, I heard you talking about a friend of you. I think his name is Reed or something like that. You're going through some stuff with him. Was that you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk about, I meant to call that day, but I couldn't. So I'm calling now regarding my friend Jovis. We met at my gym, and, you know, we started a good friendship. But somehow from the get-go, I almost felt like I knew him from before. It's like there's such a strong connection. It's almost like you meet somebody, you feel like you know them from before.
Right.
And so but every time, like, you know, I try to move forward to our friendship, he moved backwards. And every time I stay still, he moved forward. So I don't know. I think there's something going on there that, I don't know. I don't want to say past life or whatever, but maybe you can give me clarity. Also, yeah, go ahead. And then I can continue.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was going to continue. So what do you think of that? I mean, what can you tell me about that?
Do we know
each other? I mean, why do I get the feeling that I've known him before, and why do we have such a strong connection? And every time we're trying to get together, and it's like it moved backwards, and when I stay still, I forget about it, it moved forward. It's like something, I don't know, I almost feel like it's like a past life thing. I don't know, it's weird.
I feel like, there are some past life issues that you might have had in the past.
For sure, right? Because that's how I felt. So I just don't want you to say it because I said it, because that's how I felt like I'd known him from before.
Yeah, it's just like an unresolved issue that you had from your past.
So,
it's kind of what I get from.
So what's the purpose of this meeting again? What's the reason for us to meet again this lifetime? Obviously, there's always a reason, right?
Yes. The purpose for you to meet again is to... I think to learn from each other.
Okay.
It's something that you have to learn from each other.
Okay.
That you haven't learned in your past life.
Okay.
So there's something he has to teach you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there might be some things that you need to teach him.
Okay. All right.
The reason why you're back together again.
And why is it this, like, move forward and backwards? It's like a little dance here. I move forward, you move back. I forget about it, you move forward. So what is that about?
Well, the reason why you're back and forth is because your connection is kind of unstable.
Okay.
It's just like, okay, I'll just give an example. It's like when you hook up your internet to your internet box,
mm-hmm.
the connection drops, and then it reconnects, and then it drops, and then it reconnects.
Okay.
And the only reason why it does that is because you're not getting a strong signal.
Okay, so as of today, because we met at the gym, and I don't go to the gym anymore, so we haven't seen each other for the last 2 weeks or so. So can you tell me what's coming up in this friendship? Because I'm not going back to that gym. I'm going to go to a different gym now. So we used to see each other at the gym all the time. I mean, we have each other's contact, but, you know, most of the time we see each other at the gym.
Well, what you need to do is, you need to go to another gym if the connection is
I'm going to another gym now. I'm going to another gym now. I don't go to that gym anymore.
Okay, that's good.
So what I'm trying to say is that are we still going to keep in touch? What's going to come up? Because I'm not going back to that gym.
Well, the only way you're going to have a strong connection is if you could both compromise.
Okay.
If you can't compromise on something, or have you talked to him the reason why your connection is back and forth?
No, I was trying to understand it. I was trying to understand it because I was getting really confused. I was like, what's going on here? Then the more I thought about it, I felt like, you know, this is more of a spiritual thing. You know, this is not, you know, because you have a strong connection. It's like people, you see each other, there's a strong connection there. But then there's other issues. So, but my point is, I'm not going to the gym anymore. I haven't even told you that I'm not going there anymore. So we haven't seen each other. We haven't spoken to each other like in 2 weeks. I'm trying to see, is this friendship going to continue or that's it? Or are you running scores? Because you said I have to learn something from him, right? Or you have to learn something from me.
Well, right now, we're in Mercury retrograde, so that could also cause a lot of yo-yo crap, too.
Okay. Okay.
Because I call it yo-yo because the yo-yo goes up and down, and it's not stable, so it goes back and forth.
Okay.
And that's
but
how
I
your
mean,
connection is, like a yo-yo.
But I'm just trying to see, are we going to keep in touch? Because since I don't go to the gym anymore, or, you know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I mean, it'll
oh, really?
Be just like it is now. Nothing's going to change in that situation, but the situation that you're inquiring about is pretty much going to be the same connection until you fix the connection and find out
what's
going on.
So what do I need to do? Yeah, what do I need to do? I mean, this is crazy.
I could pull you an oracle card and see what
yeah,
messages
please do.
We get.
Yeah, because I'm getting this is getting a little confusing of you.
All right, I'll pull an angel card and find out what you have to do to make it, you know, to fix the connection. Okay, so this is saying, this angel is the angel of the past, and the angel is saying, let your past go. It says, the burden of your carrying your past around has made you weary. Dear one, it is time to set the burdens down. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind you. Don't waste your time on something that you cannot fix. You don't want it, and you don't need it, and it's not. And now it is now gone. So what it's saying is that you need to leave the past behind you, and you can't fix something that's already broken.
So I'm trying to say, should I just forget about this whole thing? What that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, it's saying that you need to let your past go.
Okay. Well, so now
so anything in the past, you have to let go.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, you know, I've gone to a different gym now, so I'm not, you know, okay, so that's taken care of. But can you tell me
so
about my business?
Anything that stays in the old gym stays in the old gym. Anything that's new in the new gym. So those are the new energies that you need to bring in your life.
Okay. But do you see him contacting me at all? Because I don't plan on contacting him.
I don't see any communication between the both of you. I just see it going back and forth, like an unstable connection.
Okay. All right, so forget about that. All right. No, because I thought maybe it was a good friend, opportunity to have a good friend, but it's getting so complicated. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, okay, let me get to the bottom of it, you know, because I know he's a good person, that I know. But, you know, there's so many things, you know, so at this point. So I'm, like I told you, I don't go to the gym anymore, so I move forward. My next question is my business. Can you tell me what's coming up for me? Because I have a business partner, and there's been a little bit of tension there. And But I'm still thinking positive, and I'm trying to look forward to the future. And, you know, is there something you can tell me?
Something in your future?
Yeah, I mean, my business is going to start picking up. You know, when? Is this partnership going to be there for a little while? Or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, the partnership will be still there, but the connection will be the same. And
oh, my.
Your job situation is going to get better.
Okay.
let me pull some ruins here.
Okay.
Job situation. And then I just want to look in the ruins to see what's going on with your friend.
Okay.
Okay, so it's hanging right now to kind of leave your friend in the past, because it's saying it's something that's already broken that can't be fixed.
Okay.
Saying you have the strength, which means your career or your job situation will be it's very strong. Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
I'm just texting my dad to come on the show.
Okay.
So, your strength with your connection with your career looks really good.
Okay.
And then I pulled the Ruin of Ice, which means everything's kind of stagnant and stationary right now. That means it's time to take patience and reflect on with what you did know that worked. So work on the things that you do know that worked and the things that haven't worked for you. Look at that as a crutch. Kind of look at that as something that's a muscle that needs to be strengthened.
Okay.
It's kind of like whenever you have weakness in your life, whether it be a relationship with a friend, a relationship with a girlfriend, or a relationship, it doesn't matter what, you know, male or female energy, you have to look at it as a crutch. It means that there's something there that needs to be strengthened. It's like a muscle. It's like learning how to walk again with 2 feet. And we look at those things as a crutch because we can't walk on our own 2 feet. We have to have, you know, we have to have that help, that security. But according to this, you got to look at your hidden strength. And from what this rune is saying is that your career situation is going to be successful because it has a strong connection.
Okay.
With your chakra.
Okay.
So you're right in alignment with that.
Just be patient then. It's just not being patient.
Well, it's not about patience. It's about reflection, strengthening your weaknesses.
Yeah, focusing. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about isolation. It's not about, you know, hiding yourself in a box with what you've been doing. It's all about strengthening your relationship and working on things that did work, and the things that didn't work are the things that you need to strengthen.
Okay.
And that's kind of why it keeps repeating, because we go into that isolation mode where we don't really look at the problem and we don't know how to fix the problem.
Okay.
So that's kind of why we get in those situations. That's why we get in those situations, because we don't look at the problem.
Okay.
And we don't deal with the problem. Just ignore it.
And that's
kind of,
I'm pretty confident
that's what
that,
ICE talks about.
Yeah, I'm confident that business is going to be good for me anyway. That, I mean, you're absolutely confident. You know, so, but one thing before I go, what I was thinking is, even though I have a business partner, I was thinking maybe by next year I start to branch out on my own as well. So, this is something been coming through my mind. So I'm curious, do you see that happening, or do you see success in doing that?
Yeah, and that's part of the strengthening, because you're focusing on movement.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. That's
and
what
the other ruin that I pulled is the ruin of movement. That means that things are going to move, and that ruin, whenever you pull cast that ruin, it will show like a symbol of a straight line with a diamond, like a diamond around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ruin of movement. That means the energy is moving. It means that you're getting things moving in a good direction.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because that's what I felt like. It's funny what you just said about, you know, fixing things and getting things that need to be fixed. The thing is, there's a lot of challenges because we have different personality, we have different way of doing things. But I compromise
uh-huh.
to get, but I always feel like I can do better on my own. You know, I always
you can
feel
do
like
better.
Always, yeah.
How do you stand on your own two feet, and how do you get past your crutches?
I'm working on it. But the thing is, I already started having these feelings out of nowhere. It's like almost a voice inside to tell me, you can do better on your own. You have what it takes.
Yeah.
You just have, you know.
You have
so, and,
self-control.
Yeah, so. But
see,
I'm
a lot
glad
of people
that,
that don't know how to compromise, other people that don't know how to compromise are the ones who don't have self-control. They're the ones that are, they're the ones that run.
No, I know how to compromise. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business, and I have to make money. You know what I mean? But at the same time,
uh-huh.
I also know that when the time is right, it's time for me to move on and do it on my own, and I will. And I started feeling like it's going to be sometime next year. I don't know why. So we'll see what happens.
And Roy's on the line with us. Roy, are you there?
Yes, hey, Finn, I'm here.
Okay. So,
we were just talking about the ruins, and I cast the ruins for this guy. He was talking about his partner, business partner, or friend, and I pulled the ruins, and it brought up isolation, stillness, feeling in the box. You know, feeling like he's in the box right now, not restricted, just in the box. A time for reflection, a time for, you know, being like a hermit and just spending alone time. And that's what the isolation means. Being quiet about things, not expressing, you know, how you feel or not communicating. And that's normal during Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde is going to be over on the 25th. I just want to let everybody know that.
25th of this month.
25th of this month. And if everyone can survive through the Mercury retrograde, I give them high five. So if you can survive through it, you know. And then the other rune that we cast was the Strength card. Now the Strength, I mean not the Strength card, the Strength Ruin, and the Strength Ruin represents working on your strength, okay, working on things that haven't worked for you in the past, trying to build up your strength so that you can walk on two feet by yourself, and then the other one is your career ruin, which means, you know, this is going to be a successful venture for you, is
thank
to focus
so
on, you know, your strengths, focus
okay.
on your crutches, focus on your weaknesses, things that you need to build up in your strength, you know. And because right now you feel crippled, okay,
yeah.
and
okay.
You feel isolated from everybody. And the connection is very weak with this person, and this is why I talk about your signal strength is really weak. That's why it's going back and forth, just like the internet, you know. So you have it. Sometimes it's a firewall, sometimes it's other things blocking it. But what they call is troubleshooting, you know, when you troubleshoot that energy. It gives it strength. It gives the signal strength. So that's why it brings up the strength ruin. Okay, building up your strength.
definitely will. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're feeling really weak right now. So you're building up your strength. Just like your friend is like, if you can imagine your friend being a cane and you're walking with a cane or you're walking with crutches, that's what your friend is.
Okay.
And so you have to build up that momentum, that strength.
Okay.
And that's why that ruin came up. That was the first ruin that I cast, was the strength.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, pretty much just confirming what I was feeling anyway. So I just have to...
It's a mere reflection of yourself. You know, the ruins are just like the tarot. It just goes a little deeper.
Yeah. And also one thing, the more you talk, I realize I have to trust my intuition a little more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
because
that's
usually...
the whole thing, right? Is the other rune I pulled was spiritual awareness. So yeah, that's funny you bring that up. Your awareness is increasing. That's also part of your weakness too. You're building up that strength.
That was a great reading, and I really appreciate it. And
is there anything you want to share with me?
I'm sorry?
I was just asking Roy if there's anything he wants to share.
What I'm getting is I just pulled some shadow cards just now, and what it's saying that you want to, you know, how would you like to expand your freedom? Right now you just, you're looking for answers. And you're trying to unlock, you know, different ways of, you know, doing things, you know, different approach, you know, different, you know. And, you know, and that's mainly what you should be doing during the retrograde anyway, is doing your research.
Okay.
And this would, you know, be something, you know, that would help you, you know, once, you know, as the ruins were saying, you know, that things are going to turn in a better direction for you, and things are going to, you know, get better. Main thing is...
Yeah, they are turning.
Yeah.
Especially in his career, like...
Yeah.
His career looked really good right
yeah.
now. And that could even be in his astrology chart, too, like... I don't know if he's read much about his astrology charts, but sometimes the rune will bring up your strength, whether, you know, your love life is at its peak or your career life is at its peak. Whatever's the highest percentage is the one that you want to follow, because that's part of the astrology, that's part of your astrology or chart, you know. Why is it that you only do good at certain months or certain days or certain times or whatever, you know? That's why everything has its seasons, and everything has its seasons, its reasons, you know, and even in the Bible times, the Bible talks about that. Why we have certain seasons and times.
Okay. I'm glad you guys confirmed that, and I'm glad the career. I mean, I'm like I said to you, I'm thinking eventually of doing things on my own later on next year. So I'm glad that you see that things gonna work out, because like deep inside of me, I get this feeling that, you know, you have this business partner, you're doing what you can do. But you can do better on your own, you know. So I was this voice always coming to me, you know. So that's something I'm definitely going to do next year for sure, because this is kind of training for me, like a little baby steps and learning the process of business. And once I know everything. I think I'll be ready to do on my own, which I think probably sometime next year.
Well, it sounds like you found your right gym, because remember I told you to go to a different gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you asking me that.
So let me ask you something. What about the romance part? Do you see anybody coming in my life now that the career is going?
Well, I need to pull some more ruins on the romance. Hold on. Okay, so it's saying your romance by next month is going to be it's going to have more strength. The other ruin that I pulled is the zigzag. That means that things are kind of like in a zigzag right now, which means it's kind of fluctuating, like a maze, kind of what you're going through, and then you kind of run into the wall, your head on the wall. And then the other one is the H ruin, which means that everything is on hold right now. And then you got the time ruin, which means it looks almost like a sand time. It means that right now you're kind of, what do you get from the sand of time ruin, Roy?
No, I'm getting for that everything has to do with timing, and that's why it's
like,
you know, taking this long, you know, for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in the sand of time where it's going to be the right timing, but at the same time he's running out of time. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Well, you
maybe
need
he
to,
needs to catch. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. It was talking about like the sand of time, like maybe running out of time, or maybe it's not right the right time. That's kind of what I get from the sand of time ruin.
Yeah. A lot of it is not to waste any time, you know.
Yeah, not to waste time.
You know, focus on your goals, focus on your career, focus on, you know, the, you know, kind of relationship that you want, you know.
Okay. So pretty
yeah.
much it sounds like it's up to the universe, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, don't waste your time on unimportant issues. I think that's what that ruin was saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes
it's things
sense.
That are not important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like it's a waste of your time, then don't do it. That's what I'm getting from that ruin.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
why it's the sand of time to me, because it's like time speeding up or... Like, for an example, if the ruin is, say, upwards, then that would mean time speeding up. It means you need to catch up with time. Or it could mean that things are going to speed up, which means you won't, it'll catch you by storm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it will because, you know, when I heard the storm, when I heard the rain and the storm, it made me think that things will catch you by surprise. Things will catch you by storm. I don't know why that just came to me.
I believe so, because it's been so long. So I feel like eventually when things start happening, it's going to be one after the next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
catch you by surprise.
Like, yeah, I really believe that, because I've been very patient and, you know, and it's,
yeah,
you
have.
Know, like you guys said, I think at the end of the day, it's up to the universe. I'll just have to leave it up to the universe to do its work and be patient.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, that's kind of why I saw the the isolation card, like you've been feeling isolated from other people?
Yes. Well, I kind
not
of distance myself.
In the box.
Yeah, I kind of distanced myself from other people because I was going through a lot of problems with people. So, you know, I just had to take some time off. And
kind of kept
something.
Yourself. You kept to yourself, and that's kind of why you're breaking through the ice.
Yeah. So, well,
you had to keep to yourself because you had to, like Roy says, reflect and research, and you had to shut everyone out for a while. But now you're opening up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, because you had to heal and build your strength.
Exactly.
Build up the muscles. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now. Okay, coming together.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just going to stay still. And I think, you know, and just leave it at the universe and just take it one day at a time and just follow my intuition.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
And just trust my intuition, something that I don't always do. So now I'm pretty convinced that, that little voice inside me, that tells me things, I need to listen to that voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, well, that's great.
Well, thank you very much, guys. That was a great reading. And
we thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope that we were able to help you, you know, with the messages that we received.
Oh, you are so helpful. Trust me, that was extremely helpful. And I'm just happy that I'm in the right place. You know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So thank you for that.
And then we need to go to the next caller now.
All right, let's go to the next caller. I also wanted to announce that we also have our mentor on tonight. He goes by the name of Maxwell, and he's a hypnotist. And so we can go ahead and bring on our next caller from the 349 area. 349. You're on the air? Okay, 256, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. And what's your name and where are you from?
I am Kimberly, and I'm actually from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you tonight?
I just would like a message from Spirit. Jill, one great combo starting just $6. So
you get your brown bag or something better, like our bacon ranch quesadillas. We're getting some background noise.
It could be the TV, but I don't have it up. Real loud.
Okay, Adrian, what are you getting for her?
I think we lost her.
Did you lose her?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next caller then.
708 area.
Hello, hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Nicole, and I'm from Chicago.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight, Nicole?
I was wondering, what do you see for me in terms of my love life relationship?
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not, but I have a friend that I'm dating.
Okay. Adrian, what do you get it?
So what we need to do is we need to cast the ruin and find out exactly where this relationship is going with this person. Did you want me to read him directly, or do you want me to see if there's somebody new coming in?
Well, is there any way you can do both, or?
I can do both.
Okay.
Let me just kind of randomly shake these up, the ruins here. Okay, hold on 1 minute. I'm just going to shake them out in my bag. Because I randomly pick them. Okay, let's see here what we got here. Okay, we got the sacrifice, we got the strength, we got the restriction. Okay, so the first ruin is saying not to restrict yourself with this person. If you're feeling restricted to him, then that means that he could be very possessive type. The other card, the other ruin I pulled is the confusion ruin. That has to do with like a lot of daydreaming, false hopes, and beginnings. That doesn't necessarily mean it can't work out. It just means that right now it's not working. It's just a lot of the talk and daydreaming, things that you want to accomplish, but things that you're not accomplishing. And that's part of the restriction ruin as well. The other ruin that I pulled, that if you want this relationship to work, it could be very, it has a lot of strength, which means the signal strength could be very strong. And then you got the ruin of the M, which means, usually the M usually means that somebody, that it might happen or it may not happen. It means it's kind of like, it's all based on you. Basically, if this is something you want it to work, then it will. If it's not, then it won't. So fate's kind of leaving it up to you to decide. And then I got the ruin of the self. That means, you know, like, this is going back to that ruin about how it's saying that it might happen or might not happen, but it's just, like, it depends on, like, where your destiny is headed. Like, if you want it to happen, it will. That's kind of like where the fates are kind of leaving you. Like, they're letting you make that decision for yourself. Which a lot of people don't get that. They don't get that chance. So, because it's already written out how it's going to turn out.
Right.
But for you, it's going to turn out the way you want it to.
Oh, okay.
So you have that opportunity. That's a really good ruin, because I was reading my book and it's saying that it's the ruin of the good omen. It's an omen ruin is what it is, and it's kind of letting you decide what you want. It's like getting a bonus, like playing the slot machine, you get a bonus.
Okay.
And so you're very fortunate to get that ruin. That's even in the ruins it says that you're very fortunate to cast that ruin.
Oh wow!
It's like a good luck ruin. Pretty much is what
good.
It is.
That's good. That's
yeah.
good.
Uh huh. I'll
good.
Read it to you. I'll tell you what it says. Okay, so it's saying this is the ruin of the good omen and the good luck. And you will find this ruin in most ruin casts. It's also saying that it will bring you good luck, good fortune, and a wish to come true based on your desires on the outcome of where your mindset is. It's saying this counteract all negative castings from the ruins. So if there's any ruins that are negative, it counteracts it.
Okay, wow.
So if you get the ruin of reverse, then anything from your past according to this rune, it will bring good omen for you. So it'll even help like things from your past too. Like if you cast that rune. But you won't see that rune in most readings, according to what it's saying in the book. Like it's kind of random, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can't just pick it. You have to randomly pick it.
Okay, wow.
So
that's
a good omen. Yeah. It's
well,
the ruin of the omen.
Of someone new.
And it's also talking about movement. The letter M has to do with movement. Even though it's a good omen ruin, it's the sign of movement. So things are going to move forward for you in a good direction.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good news.
So, yeah, right now you feel like things are kind of wishy-washy, but it is moving. That is a good ruin.
Oh, as far as the relationship is concerned, I'm dating him, but it's like...
And I just wanted to mention that these ruins are very accurate because my sister's daughter was going into competition and she wanted to know if she was going to take queen, and the ruins brought up that she was going to make second place.
Oh, wow.
And it brought up kind of bad news. I mean, she was hoping to make first, but it said that this other competition was going to be a lot harder, and it brought up the information, and she did make second place, didn't she, Dad?
Yes, she did.
Oh, wow, that's good news, man. That's real good news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're very accurate.
Is there anything else?
Usually sometimes, like, if the messages are meant to be said, like, I won't go on through the whole information of what those ruins are. Like, for an example, if it just brings up an M, then that means movement. But for you, I went a little bit deeper about it being, you know, a good omen on all the information that I just told you. For the last guy, I didn't do that because I didn't feel like he needed all that information, but you do.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you've been through some trials with relationships, you know.
That's true. You're very accurate with that.
I just got that
that's
feeling
true.
From you, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that was the information that came through to me.
Well, thank you.
I'm kind of a channel, too. You know?
Okay.
If I feel like I need to channel information, I will. If I feel like I have to channel an ascended master, I will. But because you can, even with ruins, you can channel ascended masters, too, because they're all Celtic, depending on what ruins that you're working with. There's all kinds of different kinds of ruins. There's shaman ruins, there's druid ruins, I got the druid, so the druid version, so that's Celtic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We connect with those energies, so.
Now we want to thank you, and we hope that, you know, Adrian was able to, you know, give you the answer that you were looking for, but we need to move on to the next caller now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
Let's go ahead and bring up the next caller from the 256 area. You're on the Roy with Adrian the Hip Roy.
Hi, this is Kimberly again. For some reason, I was taking off Blog Talk. I don't know what happened.
Hello?
Hello, we keep getting some background noise and we can't hear you that good.
Okay, let me check my volume.
Okay.
Okay, what about now? Hello?
Good. And how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted a general reading.
And what are you looking for more than
I'm
any?
Well, I'm relocating and I'm looking for a place to stay.
Okay. Are you going from one state to another?
Yeah, South Carolina to Georgia.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, I was thinking that you could pull some shadow cards on her, and then I could pull three ruins on her.
Okay.
Just something told me about the shadow.
I'm getting that this new location where you're headed, it's going to be good for you because it's going to be like a celebration in which you'll be having fun. And are you going to have family with you in this area where you're going?
Yes.
Okay, because it's going to bring, you know, you and your family closer together. So I'm getting that, you know, this will be good for you.
Okay.
Have you been planning this for a while?
I have.
Good. And, have you been have you been sort of worried about making this move?
I'm more frustrated about, you know, what to pick right now, what area to live in, more than anything.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing some research?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Main thing is I'm getting that the area that you're going to pick, it's going to be good for you.
Okay.
And that's part of the universe plan.
Okay.
Adrian, what do you get in?
Okay, so she's inquiring about moving?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and see what the ruins have to say. This will be a good move. Okay, so right now it's just telling her to put things on hold. Interesting. It's saying something about an obstacle, and it's bringing up something to put on hold right now. And it's also saying that something needs to be cleared first, like a clearing.
Mm.
So what are you getting from that?
Well, is there a date that you have set already for this move?
Well, my lease is up on July 31st in South Carolina, so... And my date to work, the first day to work at my new job in Atlanta is August 5th.
Oh, August 5th, yeah. Because what I'm getting, where, you know, the runs are saying, you know, to put things on hold, the main thing is you're not supposed to be doing any kind of moving during the retrograde.
Or contract.
Yeah, or sign any contract.
Yeah, I know, but that I'm not doing any contracts or anything. I'm just looking right now because it
mm-hmm.
actually ends July 20th. Yeah.
Now, what about the price?
Say again?
What about the place where you're living at now?
Oh, that's in Myrtle Beach.
That's in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, the lease is not up until the 31st.
Oh, okay. What prompted you to move?
I'm moving closer to home. I've been away from home for about 7 or 8 years, and my grandmother is a little ill, and she's in a hospice, and I just need to get closer to home.
Oh, okay. And that's why I was getting that it's going to bring your family, you know, closer together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the main thing is right now is, you know, doing your research, making sure that you're going into the, you know, area that you want. And, you know, and it's, you know, the right price and everything else that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And, Adrian, what do you get it?
I was going to ask, how's your health been?
It's been okay. My knees have been bothering me. I go to a chiropractor, but I was in the Army, and I got out on a medical discharge because of my knees.
Because it did bring up about health, too. Maybe that's why it's saying to put things on hold until you recover.
Mm-hmm.
I think not to put any more stress on your body because your body's been under a lot of stress. So if you can occupy your mind to do something else, get your mind off your stress situation.
Okay.
That's what it needs to be cleared. I think it's your health that needs to be cleared. Because it did bring up health and putting things on hold. I was reading that in my book, about health. So, also, H's also has to do with represents hail. Not just health, but and not putting things on hold. But hail means that there's just too much going on around you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's the ruin of hell. They call it hell. And what it means by hell, it just means like the storm of hell. That means there's a lot of, your energies are very scattered right now and you need to concentrate on one thing at a time.
Okay.
You're not focused. Yeah. Because there's just too much going on. So.
Okay.
So, is there any other questions?
No, that was it.
Okay, again, we want to welcome you, you know, for joining us tonight, and we hope we were able to, you know, give you the messages that you're looking for. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next car from the 562 area. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
California.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight?
I'm just calling in just to get to ask some questions about my financial situation, my future financial and parent situation.
Are you working right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you wanting to do? Change jobs? Or are you looking to make more money?
Make more money. More money.
Nathan, what do you get in?
Okay, so you want to know if you want if you're going to have a financial increase?
Yes, a little bit more financial freedom.
Okay. We'll pull the runes here. Okay, you got age for health. So I'm saying really focus on your health. There's a lot of things going on, which means you have to put things on hold for a while. You got the strength. That means that your financial increase is going to come, which means it's going to strengthen. So your financial situation is going to strengthen. Then you got the sand of time. That means that and it was upright, the ruin, which means it's going to be the right timing. So it's just telling you that things are going to move quickly for you financially. And then you got the ruin of failure, which means don't. To me, that is, I was reading what that says about failure. It just means that don't focus on your failures, that you're going to fail. When, you know, you might be prompted to think that way when a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're never going to increase your money situation or whatever. So that that may come up where you're going to get discouraged. So it's just saying your failures are coming up again from your past.
Okay.
So you're going to start feeling kind of discouraged, but you're going to have the strength to overcome it.
Okay.
And
are you, I have a question now. Are you living at home with family, or are you on your own?
I live at home with family.
Okay.
Oh, that's the reason why then. Okay.
Because what I'm getting at is that your focus right now is to be more independent. Yeah.
And maybe that's how people have made you feel, like you,
yeah.
That you're going to fail, that you don't have the strength.
Yeah. The main thing is to focus on, you know, your goals, focus on, you know, wherever your career might take you, or even use your talents, you know, to help you increase that income.
Say that again?
It's to use your talents to help increase your income.
Okay.
And what are your strengths on your talents?
Say that again. What are my talents?
Yeah, what are your talents?
Oh, like I would say speaking,
and
talking.
You like talking to people?
Lecturing, right, exactly, yes.
Lecturing? Have you been in front of large groups of people before?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting that Mike Gardner telling me that you need to do more of that.
More of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, start doing more lectures, you know, doing some seminars, you know, whatever, you know, whatever your talents are. You know, start working with that.
Okay.
Right now, you've just been feeling, it's been a little difficult for you because when you do leave your home, it's going to feel like you've abandoned it. And,
oh.
You know, and that's not, you know, you're, what you're doing is you want to better yourself. You want to, you know, be more independent. You want to, you know, go out into the world and do something and build your nest egg, you know, for whatever that might be, you know, whether it be more money, whether it be, you know, the career, you know, that you want. Just, you know, focus on your goals.
Okay, okay, I see what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, is there any more?
Well, I think that kind of sums it up. I think that what it was saying is this, you know, like, focus on your strength, like you said, your talents, your weaknesses, and then when you focus on that, then you can overcome the small things that are being thrown at you, like, you know, like people discouraging you, like Roy says, and that your fear is the fear of failure. And, you know, so if that's your fear, then you need to work on that strength.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's why that ruin came up, this train. So, yeah, so that's the reason why it brings up those things, because that's what you've been experiencing in your astrology chart.
Strength.
Whether that come from your astrology sign, whether it come from your rising sign, it doesn't matter. It's all in your astrology chart.
Meaning you said strength, right?
Yeah, I mean, it has to do with, like, working on your strength, your fears, things that have held you back from your past, things that you're scared of, you know, like succeeding with your career, increasing your income, things like that. That's why you're focusing on all that stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it's in your chart, so. And that's why people bring up certain things. You know, they'll either focus on relationship, or they'll focus on themselves, or they'll focus on money. So it's just kind of where you're at in your life, you know, that you want to improve. And
exactly.
So there's a reason why that comes up, you know.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
Right now, another thing I just wanted to share is that you're going through a transformation. Main thing is, you know, you're going to be embarking into a journey into the unknown. Main thing is, you know, allow the universe to provide you with, you know, all that you desire, and, you know, and focus on that, you know, and, main thing is that we're never alone, you know, that we have our angels, we have our, you know, ascended masters working with us, and they're going to help you, and they help all of us, you know, to the next step. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
You are welcome. And is there any more questions?
What about just personal growth? What do you see that at for myself?
Nathan?
Well, I think the only did you say personal growth? Is that what you said?
Personal. Yes, personal.
Well, the only personal growth is your independence. That's your strength. You know, focusing on your crutches and how can you walk on your own two feet, you know. And that's kind of like what the same ruin came up with that one guy, where I was telling him, you know, just imagine that your friend is like a crutch and you depend on him and you can't walk on your own two feet without him, and that's not true. The universe is saying otherwise. It's saying, okay, this is what I want you to focus on, which is your strength, you know, to build up that momentum, you know.
Yeah, I see.
Because if you can't fix something that's already broken, but what you can do is you can strengthen it. You can strengthen your muscle, you know.
I have a question. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, okay. I have a question. So how do I go about developing the talent to have a deeper understanding and intuition, as you guys do, about life?
You know what, my guides are telling me that you need to be more in touch, you know, with your, you know, inner self, to, you know, allow yourself to go into deep, you know, whether it be meditation, and to allow the universe to, you know, a lot of people say that they have faith. But it's not all about faith. You have to have trust. So just allow, you know, the universe to, you know, to take you in the direction, you know, that you want to go. And then once you do that, then you'll see within yourself, you know, that you have made that connection, and, you know, with the divine.
It's to trust in your higher self.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention, too, that, you know, like Roy says, meditation and self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
I see that the underlying theme that both of you guys mentioned was the word trust.
Right.
I just want to develop a true trust for the unknown, without fear being involved and compelling to overcome that trust.
So first comes trust, and then comes faith.
Yeah. The main thing is it's you have to have trust without a doubt.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah,
I know, and I understand what you guys are saying too, but it's hard when you ask and you look and you seek for something. And then
okay, let me. Here's a good scenario. You're driving down the road, and then a big rainstorm moves in on you, and you have to trust that this vehicle that you're driving is going to get you from point A to point B. Plus, you're going to have to use your, you know, abilities, you know, and your driving experience to help you to get from that point A to point B. The main thing is we have to do our part. We, you know, we have to follow, you know, what our intuition tells us. If there's danger coming, we have to be prepared. You know, if there's another direction that you have to go to be safe, then you have to follow that, you know. Main thing is, you know, we're being guided all the time, that we're not in control, that we just have to allow, you know, the universe to help guide us in the direction that we need to go. I just wanted to share that with you.
No, I appreciate it, and that analogy makes so much sense.
Yeah. Main thing is, you know, we all think that we have a lot of control, in which we really don't. We're all the passengers in that car, and, you know, and the divine, you know, God is the one that's doing the driving. We're just passengers. You know, we came here, you know, for a reason, was to learn.
I'm laughing. That's funny. That's what I actually tell my students, that I'm in the passenger side and you're the driver. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no coincidence. Yeah. You know, that's just a confirmation. You know, when you tell somebody and then you hear it again.
And you told me specifically that God is driving and we're just passengers. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And we're just in for the ride. I like that.
Yeah.
I Yeah, I can use that and apply that to my personal.
That's great.
Hey, I appreciate the conversation, guys.
You are so welcome. And again, we hope that, you know, we were able to give you the messages and, you know, and help inspire you to, you know, whatever questions that you had. But do we need to go ahead and move on to the next caller now, Adrian?
Thank you.
All right. Go to the next caller from the 718 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Celine.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. I thought you... Hello.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yeah, yes, I do. I'm concerned about my health. Would you be, am I developing some kind of condition, maybe heart or lung condition, or perhaps both?
Next, Adrian, what are you getting in the charts on her health?
On her health?
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling like my temperature is up now. I've been feeling this way for quite some time.
Your chakras could be out of balance.
Yeah.
Let's see if her chakras are out of balance. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been experiencing?
Like having labored breathing,
chest problems.
You know. Yes, yes. And it seems as though things are sluggish. You know, it's a strange kind of feeling that I've been having.
Have you been under a lot of stress? Have you been feeling a lot of anxiety?
I would say.
Okay. Does this have something to do with your, you know, whether it be your job or your, you know, your lifestyle?
Okay, so what it's saying is that she lacks nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And she has also a chemical imbalance. And she's also being infected by viruses and infections.
Would you know, like, where in the body?
Let me find out where. Well, we got to find out what it is. So you're lacking a lot of nutrition, and you're having a lot of chemical imbalances.
Is that what infection is? Does it have anything to do with the infection?
Yeah, I'm going to find out what the virus is. It says it's a virus caused by some bacteria. What degree?
You know where it is? It in the heart, the lungs?
It's in the lungs.
In the lungs.
Uh-huh. Your heart's okay. Your lungs, it's like you're not getting enough oxygen.
And it's from a lack of nutrition?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's part of it.
I'll be okay. I mean, like I said, I went to the doctor, but they didn't tell me anything, you know, dreadful, if I may.
Well, it's nothing serious. It's just you have a virus, something to do with some bacteria in your lungs. Now, do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Have you ate anything that could have caused bacteria?
Not that I know of.
Let me see here what it is here. Yeah, it's saying you're lacking oxygen. You have a lot of bacteria in your lungs. You have very high blood pressure.
Wow.
Says you need a detox. You have a lot of toxins in your internal and external areas.
Was it like with the stomach area? It seems as though I have, you know, issues going to the bathroom.
In the chest. It's in the stomach, in the chest. That's where the bacteria is moving.
You said moving through the stomach?
Yeah, it's going through your stomach, in your chest area. It's affecting, there's some bacteria in your chakras. It's infected.
So, you said the chakras?
I have a question now. Do you get sick very much?
Well, lately I've been. Like I said, I went to the doctor, but they didn't really tell me much, you know, nothing, you know, alarming.
How often, when was the last time you went to a doctor? How often do you go?
I say about a month ago.
Okay. Because I'm getting, my guides are telling me that there's something out of balance. And Adrian, you could check with the charts and see if she has some viruses or maybe even a parasite that's causing this, because there's something internally out of balance.
Well, it's saying internally and externally.
Yeah.
And,
but not only that, but spiritually also.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Let me check it spiritually. Yeah. First, we got to find out if it's serious. I'm going to look on the conditions chart here. It's saying you're out of balance. So, yeah, that, and it is saying it is serious. It can be serious. It's something you ate.
It's something that I ate that caused the virus?
Yeah, that was contaminated.
Wow.
It's food poisoning. Says it threw your chakras out of balance. Your heart chakra is okay, but your chest chakra is out of balance. Your head chakra is out of balance.
Yes, I feel discomfort in my head a lot.
It's also saying it could be very critical, which is not good.
Nathan, what I'm getting is, you know, if it's okay with Terry, you need to do a clearing.
Okay. Well, let's find out if it's a parasite. Okay, so it's not a parasite, it is a virus. I have to find out what kind of virus it is. Unless it's just bacteria. And yeah, okay, so it was just bacteria from something you ate. It went inside your nerves. It's a nerve virus.
What do I do about that? Well, of course, I would have to go back to the doctor, but what should be told to the doctor?
Well, you need to tell him that you ate something that could have bacteria on it, and it caused you to have a nerve virus attack. It's not bringing up any viruses. It's just bringing up nerve virus and bacteria.
You say that again? You said the bacteria is bringing up on the nerve. I didn't quite hear you.
It's just bringing up bacteria and nerve virus. So whatever you ate brought bacteria, and it damaged your nerves. And that's kind of why you're having a lot of breathing problems. Because the bacteria is going through your nerves in the system of your body. That's kind of what happened to me, but I end up with shingles. But I also ate the pork worm virus.
Oh, wow.
Something was left out, or something wasn't cooked right, or something you ate.
Would I have to be on some various medication, like for different, well, you said I have a virus in the lungs. You said something in the nerve going on.
You need a detox, and how you do that is you got to drink a lot of cranberry or green juice. Do a cleansing. That's why it says you need a detox. And you need a detox internal and external.
How would the external work?
Let me check how's your immune system?
I guess it's all playing a role in this. I'm haven't been feeling myself all together.
Okay, so it's bringing up herbal remedies. So you might need some herbal remedies. Let me look at the herbal and see what ones you need. Can you write these down? Herbal remedies. I'm going to tell you what ones you need.
Okay.
So I want you to write these down. And then I'm going to do a clearing on this.
Oh, okay. Let me just write that down.
Because it seems like your chakras are way out of whack. Okay, healing remedies. Chronic condition. I'm trying to find the herbal remedies. Hold on.
Okay.
There's something your body's lacking. Okay, healing remedies. Okay. So I want you to write these names down that I give you.
Okay.
Okay, so it's first bringing up cranberry. You need cranberry.
Mhm.
And the next one is it's also bringing up cramp bark.
You said cramp. How would you like the word cramp?
C-R-A-M-P. It's saying C-R-A-M-P bark.
Okay.
And then the next one is corn silk.
Okay.
And let's see if there's any other one.
You know, a specific way how you take these herbs?
I'm not sure on those herbs, but some of them come in capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of them are plants, so.
Okay.
What I'm getting is that my guides are telling me that you need to go into one of your local health stores, and they could tell you, you know, exactly you know, how to use these different herbs and the quantity, you know, and the amount, you know, that you need to take daily.
Yeah, usually the chart tells you those things, tells you the quantity and the amount.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just giving you the names that the chart's telling me.
Okay.
That you need to follow.
Okay. So you said cranberry juice. You said camp.
Because that's what your spirit's wanting, those ones.
Hmm?
I said your spirit's wanting those herbs. That's what you need.
Oh, okay.
Because any time when we do the pendulum, it's like doing muscle testing. That's what your body's lacking.
Oh, okay. Should I still go to the hospital, though?
Let me ask the pendulum here. She should go to the hospital. It's saying yes for any kind of infection. So you want to go to the hospital and get a full body scan and find out if there's any infections and tell them that you ate something that was contaminated.
Okay. All right. And so anything else I should know about?
Because you could have food poisoning.
Hmm?
I said you could have food poisoning if it had any kind of bacteria on it.
Oh, okay. Is there a specific antibiotic for like nerve infection?
Yeah, there is. There is a medication that I take. It's called let me see. I have to see if it would be good for you in the chart. It's called Gabapentin.
Gabapentin, S.
And that's for that's for nerve virus infection.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Gabapentin.
Okay.
And ask your doctor about it. And
okay.
Let me see in the chart if that would be good for you. Gabapentin, is that good for her? It's saying yes, that would be good for you.
Oh, okay.
Because
I guess I don't have to ask.
If you don't get your nerves under control, then it can cause internal damage and external damage. And that's kind of why I brought that up in the chart.
Oh.
See, I waited too long. I mean, I got a chart reading, too, from this guy that taught me how to read, and I waited too long, and that's why I ended up with the shingles. Because
is there a way to get rid of shingles?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get a shot, but you have to be at a certain, you have to be in your 50s to get a shot, but if you go to your doctor before you get the shingles, then they can cure it. But if you wait too long, then they can't cure it.
Cure the shingles or the virus?
The shingles.
Oh, wow.
So you gotta hurry
like?
And get this doctor.
Okay. Can you tell me what's that like,
shingles?
The shingles? Like the symptoms of it?
Well, you get diarrhea. You get dehydrated, you get the fever, you get dizzy, you vomit a lot, you burn, you just can't do anything, you're always sore, it burns a lot, and you can't move depending on where you get the virus. You can get it on your face, you can get it on your legs, you can get it on your chest. If you've ever had your chicken pox, you're okay. If you haven't, most likely you'll probably get it. If you have any kind of nerve virus problem, you can get it that way. Anything that shocks could be medication, could be food, could be anything contaminated. And you can get that virus. But you can also get a blood infection too. So that's why I say you need to follow up with your doctor.
And once again, you said the what's the name of the Bacatin or something, or a Gabatin?
Gabatin. Uh-huh.
That would be an antibiotic.
Yeah, and that'll prevent shingles because that calms your nerves.
Oh, okay.
You won't have the nerve virus after you take Gabatin.
Oh, okay. Would you?
And that's
you
why my guide wanted me to take that, you know.
Oh, so I don't quite have it yet, you're saying, the nerve virus. But you did say something
you
about
have,
the nerves.
Yeah, you have the nerve virus. And that's why I said it could be, it could turn critical.
Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that guy either. I didn't believe him. And he said, you need to get the doctor right away. And I didn't know what he meant by that. He says, it sounds like he's not taking us serious. We may need to call human resources. You know, he was joking around, but what he really meant to me was hurry and get to the doctor if there's something wrong. And sure enough, I found out that I did get the shingles, didn't I, Dad?
Well, it's good to know that you're fine now.
Yeah, it took me time to recover. But it can come back, though.
Because so
once you've had
the shingles. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm just saying once
you've
had the shingles, it can come back.
Well, pretty scary.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be okay after a visit at the doctor's office. A little worried.
Well, and if they don't even see anything that's wrong with you, I'd still follow up with the herbal store, like Roy was saying,
mm-hmm.
and check on those herbs that I gave you.
Right, okay.
Those are the ones that you do need to take. And it'll even tell you in my chart how much percent you need to take and everything like that, but if you talk to them, they'll give you more information on that.
Oh, okay. What you said, cranberry, you mentioned. it's here. I just can't quite see it right now. But,
it is pretty accurate, my chart, because it brings up everything that your body's lacking and everything that your body needs and certain herbs, certain oils, certain stones, certain, you know, just certain things that your body needs.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a lot. this is something I never really, tried out, herbs and oils and what you mentioned, stones.
Well, I prefer the herbal stuff than I do the medical stuff, but sometimes your soul and your body needs the medical stuff. Like, ever since I've been taking those pills, like, they've been helping my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's certain things in our body that become out of balance or out of alignment, you know, with our higher self, so... That's just something that you need to correct in your body.
What stones would be good for me along with this? The stones. You mentioned stones.
For healing?
Yeah. Is it really needed? Once
it prevents it prevents like any diseases or viruses in your body, you know. Let me look and see what stones you need. Okay, so it's saying you need selenite.
You said selenite.
Uh-huh, and you need smoky quartz.
Okay, smoky quartz.
And you need rose quartz.
You said, what's that one?
Rose quartz is for love.
Oh,
rose quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And you need, tiger's eye.
Tiger lion.
Tiger's eye.
Oh, tiger's eye. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you also need amethyst.
Oh, amethyst. Amethyst?
Amethyst.
Oh, amethyst. Uh-huh. Okay. This is a whole new thing that's happening with me now. Wow.
Yeah, so just keep in mind you don't have no parasites or anything like that. You don't have no viruses. It's just you've been infected by bacteria.
Oh. Okay. Well, I thank you. Thank you so much. Would you just
But for some reason the bacteria went in your nerves. I said, for some reason, the bacteria went into your nerves, internal and external.
And you're saying I shouldn't be. It's just. I mean, this I never experienced. It's kind of scary stuff that you're talking about.
It's not something to really worry about, but it is something that, like I said in there, it can turn critical. Like, for an example, for me, I didn't understand what that guy meant when he told me that I had something wrong, and then he told me it could be serious. And then, like, about a week later, I got, like, all these red bumps all over my body. And then come to find out, from my doctor, she said, I have the shingles. And I was like, shit, you know. If I would have known, I would have got to the doctor sooner.
Wow.
So,
the good thing is that you're saying it's under control, so that's
right
really
now, yeah, but it would be good for you to go to the doctor and get an x-ray or something. Just tell them that you ate something that you think that could have had bacteria on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be infected by the nerve virus, and you need your nerves checked. You need a full physical.
Right.
So.
A lot.
And if they don't see anything, then that's good. But I would still get those herbs because they can't detect everything. Doctors can't, so. That's why they call it natural causes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't detect my shingles before I even got the shingles, so that's why I never went to the doctor, because at that time I was okay.
Right.
But in reality, I really wasn't. That's why I didn't feel good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get symptoms, you know.
So you just totally didn't deal with the doctor. Well, you know, going to the hospital. You seeked out the holistic approach.
After I got the reading, no, I never did. I didn't take it serious. I didn't know what he was. I didn't even know he was talking to me. you know, when he said you need to take it serious and go see your doctor, you know, right away. And I didn't take him serious. Like, for an example, I did a reading on a lady. I did one on her boyfriend, and it said that he was going to experience the kidney stones, and her boyfriend didn't believe me, and sure enough, he got his kidney stones, you know. So, if it brings up things like that in the charts, you got to listen, you know. That's your intuition.
Exactly.
Because it is a health chart, so that's kind of why it brings up those things.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that the first thing today, this morning. Get to the doctor.
It never hurts.
Hmm?
Just tell me you want a physical, you know.
Right.
You don't have to go into detail. Just tell them you want a physical, or just tell them, and if you want to get into detail, just tell them that I think I might have ate something contaminated.
Yep, I'll do just that. I've been to the doctor, several times, but just nothing. I'm going in there with complaints, but they just discharged me with like a clean bill of health.
Did they give you a full physical or?
No.
No, you need a physical. And have them check your nerves too.
Nerves. Okay. Is there a way that I can reach out to y'all? I mean, off the air, or well, your website.
Yeah, you can give us a call after the show. Our number's on our website, online.
Okay. And would you? If you would tell me your name, because I lost the names.
I'm Adrian.
Oh, okay, Adrian. And your partner is?
And my dad is Roy.
Roy? Oh, this is your father that's on the air with you?
Yeah, that's my father.
Oh, okay, you said Roy.
Yeah, really.
Wow. Felt like I went to to the doctor's office. This is really a little scary but interesting. Just so appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Yes, I will certainly be in touch with you both.
Better to be safe than sorry, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Because, like I say, I went through the same thing, but mine was more, like I said, the shingles, and I didn't get to the doctor in time, you know.
It was God's will for you to be here, sound, and you well, and
you do
taking care of yourself.
You tell me to be cautious, you know, with my health. Be appreciative, you know.
And it's an irony that, well, people, I know that, like, I'm compassionate about others being in their well-being, being healthy, whatever, however way I can help someone, it's like a yearning thing with me, and here I'm not well, and you know, I'm at the mercy of the Lord, asking what's going on with me now.
it's like my dad said, we're all on borrowed time, you know?
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
We're here today and gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true. So basically, you saying that I'll be okay after they run the tests and, you know, prescribe all what's needed.
I'm sure you will, but, you know, maybe you need to tell them you need something for your nerves.
Okay.
They might prescribe a different medication for you, but the one they gave me, that's the one that they gave me.
Mm-hmm. It's just
and it says here in the chart that it worked good for you, too.
And that's the what medication from the hospital, not from a health market, right?
Right.
Okay.
It is actually medication from the hospital, but I got it from my doctor.
Oh. Okay.
And that's why it's so strong, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
You mean as far as like you get a reaction when taking it?
Well, it doesn't make you like dopey or drowsy or anything. It doesn't have no narcotics in it, but it will relax your muscles. It will relax your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It kills any bacteria in your nerves when you get the nerve virus. And it's usually because of something you ate and it's something that has bacteria on it.
Mm.
Or maybe even your nerves might have some bacteria, you know?
Mm.
But you want to get it taken care of because you don't want...
Hello? Hello?
Are you there?
Hello? Yeah, now I can hear you. You said I need to take it because I don't want to get...
I'm just saying you need to get it taken care of so that you don't turn into shingles.
Oh, okay.
Or something, you know, something, if it's internal or an external, it could be, you could get blood poisoning too, so you got to be careful.
Wow.
And you don't want blood poisoning.
So,
you know what I mean?
No. Is Spirit telling me that I'm going to be okay once, you know, I just don't want to, you know, see any faces, you know.
Well, once you do
I mean?
The healing process. Yeah, once you do the healing process, you'll be better, according to the charts.
Talking about what the drinks, the juices you mentioned, cranberry and the other stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it be okay? Well, I guess I can find all of that out, you know, with the doctor.
And it wouldn't hurt for you to take some vitamins, too.
Oh, vitamins.
Because your body might be lacking vitamins.
Okay.
And drink a lot of alkaline water and a lot of green foods. Stay away from anything that acidy or acidic.
Okay.
Because usually acid causes your nerves to go haywire also.
What's that?
And that can cause bacteria too.
I'm kind of like you. Like breaking up, you know, you're in and out. You said, what could cause, can you just start from the beginning?
I'm just saying, like, stay away from anything acidic.
Right, okay. I heard that,
and
then you said something after.
And then drink lots of alkaline water.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of green foods. or any juice with greens.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything healthy, you know, stay away from anything acidic that can alter the, that can alter your nerves to be contaminated. What kind of food do you eat on a daily basis? Your diet. What's your diet like?
I'm being honest. I'm not 100%. If that tells you something.
if you haven't been eating healthy, then that's your biggest problem.
For the most part, I try to do my best eating, you know, the right stuff. I eat, you know, fruits. I try to get plenty of fruits and stuff like that, veggies. But then, you know, I'm not on a real regimen with, you know, my health.
Do you eat a lot of meat?
I've been not that often.
Okay, so you need more meat. And stay away from pork. Stay away from pork. And stay away from fish.
Fish? Wow, that's pretty surprising. I thought you was going to say red meat.
Well, your body might need red meat. It just depends on what your body's lacking. But that's what the pendulum's saying.
Stay away from fish.
Because, like I say, you could have caught not a parasite, but you caught a virus. And parasites are a lot harder to get rid of once they're in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, what I caught was a parasite, and that was a lot harder to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. And that was basically from what?
That was from the pork worm virus.
You said the pork virus?
Yeah, the pork worm virus.
I never heard of it. Pork worm virus.
And pork is loaded with parasites.
Mm.
It's not cooked right. But the doctor can't detect it. They can't detect certain parasites or viruses.
There's a lot of things that they can't detect.
Well, if they can't determine it, then they can't detect it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like going to a doctor and being tested for HIV, and sometimes they'll detect it and sometimes they won't. Like my friend, he had to go 5 times, and the fifth time he went, he got infected by the HIV virus.
And how did that happen? How did he get affected? Intercourse or something?
Yeah, I think how he got infected was he sort of manifested it. So there's different ways you can get it. You can get it through intercourse. You can get it through dirty needles. You can get it through somebody else's blood that has HIV. You can also get it by manifesting it. which is, you know, done by natural causes, and that's kind of where the doctors can't detect it.
You said that's done by natural?
Yeah.
Oh, natural.
Well, that's
causes.
What they call it, natural causes, yeah.
So
but I know that you get a lot of
so
I know that you get a lot of anxiety. You
oh,
get
yeah.
a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I do. I have my
okay.
niece who's
for,
paralyzed.
That's where you got to be careful because you get a lot of stress and anxiety.
Yeah, my niece she's paralyzed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, so it's I've been, you know, dealing with a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, just take anything negative out of your universal law. You know, and I'm sure everything will turn out okay.
Okay. Do you have any affirmations that I can, you know, recite?
I think I do have a prayer here or an affirmation that you can say. Let me see if I can find it here. One affirmation you can do is when you have any negative thoughts, you take it. You just tell yourself, "I take it out of my universal law."
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another prayer or affirmation that you can say. It says, "I'm surrounded and protected and infused by a beautiful cocoon of infinite and incredible golden light energy, all the time."
Wow, that's a long one.
Yeah, God is within
me.
I am surrounded and protected.
I am surrounded and protected.
Uh-huh. And infused.
Oh, and infused.
By a beautiful cocoon of infinite.
It's a beautiful cocoon.
Of infinite.
Instead of, mm-hmm.
And incredible.
Okay, incredible.
Golden white light energy.
Golden. You said golden light energy or golden white energy?
Golden white light energy.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
All the time.
God is within me.
God is within me.
Every moment.
Mm-hmm. Every moment.
With every day.
With every day.
And every single breath that I take.
And every single breath that I take.
As well as
wow.
my three guardians of light.
Okay. As well as my three guardians of light.
Of light.
Okay.
I call for the holy order of protection now.
I call for the... I didn't get that.
I call forth the holy order of protection now.
Okay, holy order of protection now.
I summon my three guardians of light to assist me.
Okay. I summon my three guardians of light.
To assist me.
To assist me.
With clearing my entire mind, body, and soul.
Okay, with clearing my entire
mind, body, and soul of any physical or psychological health issues.
Of any physical or psychological
and emotional
issues and emotional
psychological manifestations or negative attachments.
Psychological manifestations.